only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said on WGSO Radio. I'm Jeff Carrier.
And I'm Mimi Carrier.
And we want you to join us today on the show. Our talk line, 504-556-9696. You can email us at jeff@wgso.com. And, of course, we're going to be presenting, and then, of course, we'll give you a chance to chime in as well. So, Mimi, I know you've been doing your deep dive today and a lot to get into. I'm fascinated to talk about this Tony Bobulinski and the Hunter Biden thing. But wanted to start off by talking a little bit about Ketanji. Justice Ketanji. Is it Brown Jackson or Jackson Brown? I never know. Ketanji. Justice Ketanji Jackson.
Just Ketanji. Okay.
Yeah.
She's Ketanji, and she's brown.
I know she doesn't know what a woman is because she's not a biologist, but she doesn't seem to really care much for the First Amendment. That's for sure.
Yeah, she doesn't know the Constitution at all. She thinks that it's there to protect the government from the people. And it is there to hamstring, in her words, the government from overreaching on the people.
It was really disturbing to read the comments from the justices.
Yeah, in case people didn't hear it, tell everybody what she said and what happened. And what the case was and everything.
Well, this is basically the case of Missouri v. Biden. It revolves around the government's attempts to censor anti-COVID vaccine views on the internet. They were trying to pressure social media companies to take down posts, to censor posts. They were raising questions about the government's policies during COVID, their advocacy of vaccines, what they were doing concerning therapeutics.
Hunter Biden?
Yeah, their demonization of anybody who had a contrary view to what the CDC and Dr. Fauci was pushing. So they wanted social media to sanitize all of that, and they were pressuring them. And they did it. They pretty much followed along, just like social media did what the FBI asked them to do concerning the Hunter Biden laptop. And they censored views
at the time,
laptop.
And at the time, when the Twitter files came out, I did the deep dive. I read them all, okay, every time they dropped. And I can tell you, it was not just about COVID, which is very serious in and of itself, because what they did with the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine killed people. It killed people.
Right.
There are millions of people that are dead today because of what they did, censoring ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which, by the way, the FDA has approved now for use against COVID. Okay? It's criminal what happened. Turns out ivermectin's good for a lot of things, even curing cancer. Because I've been doing this deep dive now on ivermectin.
Right.
Because we're all made, we all have worms, for lack of a better word. It's disgusting. We all have those in our bodies, and that's basically what cancer is. It's disgusting what they did. It's awful. And then they went and delved into election interference.
Right.
I mean,
Well, I mean, not only did they kill people, not only did they prevent the truth from coming out, but they also helped steal an election, and they helped information get shadow banned and censored that could have changed votes. And we know from polls that if more people would have known about Hunter Biden and the connection to his dad, that you would have had a different result. So just another way that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. And, you know, all of this needs to be factored in as the campaign gears up for a rematch. The government is on the side of Joe Biden. All of these entities are on the side of Joe Biden. The deep state is on the side of Joe Biden. You know, Google and high tech, they're on the side of Joe Biden. Big Pharma is on the side of Joe Biden. They're all on the side of Joe Biden. So,
well, they're all on the side of the of New World Order. That's what they're on the side of. Joe Biden is just the placeholder. Like, stand here.
Well, but he's a convenient placeholder since he's mentally incompetent. So.
Right.
Very convenient.
Right. He just likes the idea of being president. He doesn't want to be president.
And Jill loves the idea of being first lady, I think.
Oh.
Right?
She thinks she's president. She's actually do you remember when Hillary Clinton, everybody got their nose, you know, all up in the air over when they thought she was working in the administration? That she was having input with Bill.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Well, remember the famous comment, you know, you get two for one when you vote for Bill Clinton. You get Bill and Hillary, two for one.
Well, if there were two, we would get two for one, but we're getting a one, but it's not the one we voted for.
Yeah.
It's his wife.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He's he's on his fourth different kind of shoe to give him support. It's the fourth. It's like the fourth model. He's gone from like a regular shoe to a tennis shoe.
Pretty soon he'll be wearing like flippers, right? To give him real support. I mean, they're getting wider and wider.
Bring the walker out. Just bring the walker out. Listen.
Right.
He really needs to be protected because if our president breaks a hip on TV, in front of the world.
Right. That's a bad scene.
Nuclear bombs are going to go off somewhere. I mean, if I was Xi Jinping and I saw him fall and break a hip, I would attack Taiwan right then and there. Right then and there.
You know, all of it is scary, and we shouldn't be in this situation. He should have never been there.
No.
He wasn't elected. He's there now, so we got to deal with it. There's this theory out there, and I'm sure you've read it, and it was talked to, you know, by one of the callers the other day, and our friend Matthew brought it up again today. It's this site X22 and 22 report, and they're saying that, you know, in reality, Trump is still in charge. He's just calling the shots from behind the scenes, and you know, we got the white hats that are
really—that's not true.
Controlling everything, and all of this is just play acting. I mean, it sounds like our friend. Remember that friend a few years ago, the big QAnon supporter, was telling us the same sort of thing a few years ago, prior to the election, and we know how all that turned out. Mm-hmm.
Right. This is a Q theory, and if he is in control, why is any of this stuff happening?
Right.
Like,
That all this is happening, so we're exposing them. All this is exposing the deep state, so we can know.
Well, it is. It is exposing, but they're exposing themselves because they are in a rush to get as much as they can get in because they know he can't win, okay?
Right.
So they have to now expose themselves. They have to. And it's good. This is a good consequence of something that was very bad that happened to this country. But I would still have preferred Trump and not any of this.
Well, of course, all of us would have preferred Trump because our country would be at peace and there'd be prosperity. And we don't have peace and we don't have prosperity. And by the way, we've got an invasion.
Yeah, the jig is up. they can never ever, we can never not, we can't unsee what we've been shown the last 4 years. It's there for everyone to see. We all know it is mainstream now to say one world order. Everybody knows what that means. Everybody, people on the street, you could say that. World Economic Forum. Everybody knows what the World Economic Forum is. This is all in our vernacular now. It's no more tinfoil hat. Everybody knows what it is.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a brief time out. We'll come back with more right here on He Said, She Said.
For keeping the promise of filling our empty stores, let's stay with Clay.
For the investment in beautification, let's stay with Clay.
For his communication with us as a community, especially during emergencies, let's stay with Clay.
Because he listens to residents and values citizen input, let's stay with Clay.
I'm Mandeville Mayor Clay Madden, and on Election Day, March 23rd, let's stay together and keep Mandeville moving forward.
Paid for by the Clay Madden campaign.
Our Lady's Peace Plan is the only solution to the world's problems. Nothing else will work. Amend Our Lives, offer penance for the conversion of sinners, First Saturday devotion, and say the rosary daily in the manner requested by Our Lady of Fatima. This will end the chastisement of this coronavirus, prevent greater chastisements, and result in the conversion of Russia to the Catholic faith and a period of world peace. Learn everything about Fatima at Fatima.org.
If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com.
Do you want to overcome obstacles, thrive, and live a life aligned with your deepest values? Then let me recommend Stewart Life Coaching, led by its dedicated owner, Edwa Stewart. She's committed to empowering individuals to achieve their full potential, lead fulfilling lives. At Stewart Life Coaching, the emphasis is on fostering a positive mindset, resilience, and effective goal setting. Edwa understands today's fast-paced world and challenges, but through one-on-one sessions, her clients are guided to discover their strengths, overcome obstacles, and create meaningful, sustainable change. At Stewart Life Coaching, clients are encouraged to explore their values, aspirations, and personal narratives to unlock their true potential. Stewart Life Coaching provides a personalized navigation system for life, offering support, insights, and strategies to help you navigate your unique path and achieve a fulfilling and purpose-driven life. For more information, contact Edwa at 504-578-0006 or visit edwastewart.com.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
All right, welcome back. It is He Said, She Said on the airwaves, WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com, and also on the mobile devices with the Mixer app. You can download it from the Google Play Store, from the Apple App Store, and take us with you wherever you go. I'm Jeff Carrere.
I'm Amy Carrere.
And we're going to be joined by... we're going to be joined by phone calls in a minute, cruising through an open line here. Wanted to talk about a local controversy. And this involves a guy who was very instrumental in taking down our monuments. Someone who I think is very instrumental in the problems that we have in New Orleans. A guy who likes to think of himself as a kingmaker, someone who has been an author, a president of CNN, president of the Aspen Institute. Now he's over at Tulane as a lecturer and, of course, an advisor to mayors. I guess he's the guy pulling the strings for Mitch Landrieu and LaToya Cantrell. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Walter Isaacson. And
you're fond
of him, right?
Oh, he's very disingenuous. He lies. He got this whole ball rolling over the monuments. And then he says in public, well, I don't think that they should have taken down Beauregard. I wasn't in favor of that. Oh, really? Because you open the box, you can't put it. Everything back in the box. Once you open that box and allowed for Lee to come down,
And then you know what? We've had years of chaos ever since then. We've had 7 years of chaos ever since those monuments came down. I mean, we've had it all over the country. It's been a disaster.
This man almost single-handedly had every street renamed in the uptown area. That would have destroyed our culture that we love so much. Destroy. Do you know why we don't have protests in the street here in New Orleans? Do you know why? Because we like each other. We respect each other. We're a gumbo. We're a melting pot. We are truly the embodiment of what a melting pot and what this country is supposed to be. It is New Orleans. That is why people love it, because when they come here, they feel it and they feel like they belong. Okay? That is why we don't have civil unrest in New Orleans.
Right.
But let me tell you what happened. This kid took the book there.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you see it at Mardi Gras. You see it at Saints games. You see it at festivals and fairs. You see it at all kind of community events. And it is something that we should be proud of. But they injected a lot of this division that didn't exist before.
Hey.
They brought it in from other places, and they really caused a lot of damage, and we're still suffering from it. So, all right, fill us in on what happened.
Okay. So it's the book fair. Tulane has a book fair, and it is a symposium. And this was they had Hunter Biden, remember, a couple years ago. They had, they get notables to come and speak. Well, so they're at the book fair, and this kid who is technically a minion, okay, is a foot soldier for all of Walter Isaacson's initiatives. Okay, he just doesn't know it, but this poor misguided kid doesn't realize that he is actually standing in front of the kingmaker of every thought that this kid is pushing, okay? But the kid doesn't know that he's standing in front of this guy, Walter Isaacson. Who exactly Walter? I mean, how powerful this man is. This man created and ran the Aspen Institute. The Aspen Institute is like the American version of the World Economic Forum in real time, okay? That's who we are. So he basically got up, this kid, and started yelling and protesting, whatever it was, it doesn't matter, du jour, grievance du jour, and Walter took it upon himself. Now, I don't know if this kid had been making a nuisance of himself prior to the event, whatever, but Walter was so mad that he got up out of his chair, approached the kid, and pushed him with hands on out the door. The kid had to walk backwards, and it wasn't like a short distance. He literally pushed this man out of the room, hands on, at a Tulane official event. So he's there as a capacity of being a professor at his department, Walter Isaacson. I mean, he put hands on a student. He put hands on a student.
Yeah, well, let me just jump in here. That's a no-no. You can't do that, for one. Two, it shows you how entitled Walter Isaacson is. Feels like he can push people around. Three, I know what the kid was yelling and screaming about. It was Hamas. It was, the Palestinians. yelling and screaming about the war in Israel. And, you know, you've seen all these protests all over the country where you have the left wing that are energized to protest on behalf of Hamas. If you have it at UNT, you have some protests on campus with left-wing agitators supporting
okay,
Hamas.
So that's what got under his skin. Okay, he's
yeah.
Jewish, so that's what got under his skin. Okay, well, little Minion stepped out of line, okay, and he doesn't realize that he might as well have punched Klaus Schwab in the face. Like, dude, you...
This is the American version, the American version of Klaus Schwab right there, yeah.
Right. And I'm here for the whole thing. I'm here to watch that kid get what's coming to him because I'm sick and tired of all these, you know, if you're pro Hamas, you know what you really are, and you're an American and you're a white American, you are anti-Western culture. That is what they're doing, okay? This movement going on all over Europe and all over the United
right.
States, they don't care about that tiny little sliver of land, and they don't even care about, what, 2 million people? They don't.
Right.
They hate the West. It is about Western culture. It is about hating the West. So now Walter is getting a taste of his own medicine.
Right. So this guy's reprehensible. Walter Isaacson is reprehensible. Both sides are reprehensible. But he's going to make Walter Isaacson suffer, right?
Well, so then they have, because a protester's got to protest, right? Because that's
yeah.
their purpose in life. And so they had a protest to protest what Walter Isaacson did. So they're having an anti-Walter Isaacson protest. And the kid was told, along with the promoter of the protest, that if they came on Tulane's campus, which they are students of, they would be arrested. So now Walter's got his minions, you know, the Gestapo.
Yeah.
Doing his bidding. Well, then apparently there was some kind of scuffle, and the kid and the organizer said that the cops were trying to drag them onto campus so that they could get arrested. And so then the organizer got arrested. All over
so,
Walter Isaac, and they want him to resign. And he should.
Yeah.
He literally put his hands on someone.
Yeah, that's not allowed. So Walter Isaacson, who's a left-wing fanatic, ran into protesters even more left-wing than him. So these left-wing protesters are now directing their ire at other liberals and progressives and aren't left-wing enough on the issue of Hamas.
Right.
So it's really... And we saw that at the Academy Awards. A lot of very liberal actors and actresses are mad at one of the people that accepted an award who made a pro Hamas speech. And there's
no,
you
he
know,
made
a big
a,
division.
He what he did was he renounced his Judaism. That's worse to a
right.
Jew.
Well, now they're
on
all upset at him, and
yes.
he's got this conflict going on in Hollywood, and you've got the conflict going on in the Democrat Party. I mean, Joe Biden can't make a speech without getting yelled at by pro-Hamas protesters. But you notice they don't go to Donald Trump speeches. They go to Joe Biden speeches.
Right.
They go to Democrat speeches. So I find that interesting.
Right.
So, and Donald Trump is 10 times more pro-Israel than Joe Biden. So... But
they wouldn't have happened. They know that it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. All right.
If he
well, we got to roll. We got to roll. Let's get a brief time out. We'll get a news update and more. Keep it right here on WTSO. We'll be right back.
That it's at our doorsteps. By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from the turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide. Call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 800-200-4653. Or visit us at crewairgold.com. That's crewairgold.com. Let's ground our financial future in something solid.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. A move to do away with the state's mandatory helmet law for motorcyclists has cleared another legislative hurdle. Tico Fox has more.
In a 60-43 vote, the full House passed House Bill 317. Bill's author, Hornbeck Representative Rodney Schermerhorn, wants to change it to where people who are over 21 do not have to wear a helmet if they can prove they have health insurance.
This here is a personal privilege to be able to do what you want to do with your life.
Schermerhorn says repealing the helmet law gives riders yearning to feel the wind in their hair on the open road freedom of choice.
You have to take your own life in your own hands. It is your right to protect yourself.
The bill now heads to the Senate for more discussion. I'm Tico Fox.
Jacoby Johnson, who's accused of stabbing four women on Louisiana Tech's campus last November, has changed his plea. His attorney has asked him to change his plea from not guilty to not guilty by reason of insanity. He faces one count of second-degree murder and three counts of attempted second-degree murder. LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com.
Sponsored by Louisiana Department of Justice.
For keeping the promise of filling our empty stores, let's stay with Clay.
For the investment in beautification, let's stay with Clay.
For his communication with us as a community, especially during emergencies, let's stay with Clay.
Because he listens to residents and values citizen input, let's stay with Clay.
I'm Mandeville Mayor Clay Madd, and on Election Day, March 23rd, let's stay together and keep Mandeville moving forward.
Paid for by the Clay Madden campaign.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems, 504-340-1414, or check out their website, eaglesecuritynola.com. I trust Eagle Security, and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Hey y'all, make your festival plans for this weekend. March 20th through 24th, Tennessee Williams and New Orleans Literary Festival. March 21st through 24th, Louisiana Crawfish Festival in Chalmette. March 22nd through 23rd, Tunica Hills Music Festival in St. Francisville. March 23rd, Washington Community Festival and Crawfish Etouffee Cook-Off in Eunice. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Hey, welcome back. It is He Said, She Said. I am Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
Joined by Mimi Cruer. And we want to be joined by you at 504-556-9696. So open line in the program. Let's go to some calls in a minute. I just wanted to throw out one more thing. So, you know, you've got obviously the Democrats looking at everything that they can jump on Donald Trump on, of course. They took the bloodbath comment that he made and turned that into something ridiculous. And I don't think that's going to help them at all. He made a comment about American Jews, that they should not support the Democrats. And then they said that that was anti-Semitic. when that wasn't anti-Semitic. So they're trying anything they can, Mimi.
What, have you seen the montage going around of the media using the word bloodbath? They say the word bloodbath so much.
Yeah,
it's absurd.
I know.
It's so funny. It's so, and they know that this is going to come up. I mean, it didn't take an hour for somebody out there on the interwebs to do. I mean, they have to literally, I guess you what, put Google the word bloodbath, click on videos. I mean, it takes time to put that stuff together, and it was
right.
It was out there, and it's like, I don't know if Trump can. This is like a media 101 thing. In order to not let them splice something, you have to continually say the thing you're referencing to. So you,
right.
So there was an opportunity.
You've got to be very precise in your language, and he's not because
yeah.
he doesn't use
because
a teleprompter. He goes off script.
If he just said there's going to be a bloodbath in the car industry.
Well, we knew that's what he was talking about. We knew that's what he's talking
about. Of course, but you got to say that this is, he knows, he's been in entertainment far too long. Far too long. Okay? There's no excuse that he doesn't do this.
But
then again,
you know what?
It's fun for us to watch. It's fun for us to watch.
Maybe he's just setting traps for them. I don't know. I mean, because they step in it every time, and then they look foolish for making a big deal about it. So I don't know. He should know better. But then again, you know, he's maybe setting a trap for him. I mean, how many times have they said, oh, he said he can't say that. He's gone over the line. I mean, hundreds of times since he started running for president, they've said, oh, well, he's gone too far now. And it never hurts him.
Joe Biden's down in, I think it's Nevada or Arizona, one of the two. And he is peddling to the Hispanics, and he's saying all these lies that Trump hates the Hispanic community. Oh no, he didn't say Hispanics are rapists. He did not say Hispanics are murderers and criminals coming over the border. He said they're not bringing their best and brightest. Okay, and he said, they're rapists, they're this, they're that, okay? If you have to climb over the border, like, I don't understand why people don't just buy a plane ticket like they're coming to, as a tourist, and stay. Why are you marching through the Darien Gap when you can get on a plane like you're going to visit New York City?
Some people, are destitute and don't have the money and are just doing it.
They all have money because they have to have the money. They cannot cross the border.
But I think some have more than others, and they're just getting across.
They all have a minimum of $8,000. They all have it.
Yeah.
They all have a minimum of $8,000. They do, Jeff.
But
they do.
You know, obviously the majority of them just come through the southern border and just, you know, try to flood in wherever they can. Now
they're being raped in the Darien Gap. They're raping men and women and children.
Right.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone gets equal treatment. Okay.
Yeah. It should be shut down.
And we're flying the nations. You know, when you go to that parole app, you sign up and then they get you a plane ticket and you fly in. We have been flying in Haitians this whole time and the Venezuelans. The worst of the worst we've been flying in.
Yeah, and a lot of the Venezuelans that we're flying in are criminals. I mean, Venezuela's crime rate is way down because they're unloading their criminals on us. And, you know, obviously
they don't
we've
have
seen it.
Look, taking care.
Look at what's going on in New York with all these Venezuelan immigrants beating up police and committing crimes.
And, you know, listen, the new crime of the day is they are squatting in people's homes. They're like, they brought us here. They're not letting us work. They're not giving us a place to stay. That's an empty house. I'm going in. And then they bring like 10 of their best friends and they squat in the house. This is what, and wait, and listen, I don't even think we're going to get to a point where, because when you're living on the street and you're a dangerous individual, who's to say you don't house jack a house? Like, instead of carjack, you house jack. You go up to the door with guns and say, get out. This, we're living here now. What? Who's to say? That's going to happen. You cannot have 15 to 20 million people with nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
You can't.
And the thing about it is when they squat, homeowners are being arrested if they try to get rid of them. And, you know, they're giving all the rights to the squatters and all the people that are the invaders. So,
well, they need to correct it like now. They need to correct that like now.
The state of Texas, who passed a law giving the Texas the ability to arrest and deport these illegals on their own. Of course, that went before the Fifth Circuit. They bumped it up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said we're not going to intervene. So then Texas started saying, yeah, we can deport. And then the Fifth Circuit last night said, no, you can't. So now it's going to be have to be heard by the whole Fifth Circuit. So in the meantime, Texas cannot protect their citizens from this invasion. So Texas is not allowed to do it. The federal government is not doing it. It has the so-called authority. But how can the federal government have the authority when they're not doing it? Why shouldn't a state be able to protect their citizens if the federal government isn't doing it? And this is what drives me crazy about these courts, saying, oh, well, it's a federal responsibility, but they're not upholding their responsibility. They're not doing it.
Exactly. And to circle back to what we were saying earlier about them exposing their hands, okay? He knows he's losing on the border. He can lose on this one issue alone. Why does he continually do things like, just do no harm, man? Like, if there's razor wire up, don't cut it down, you stupid moron. You're not going to be president if you do that. You're not. Let Texas do what Texas is going to do.
Right.
Oh, no, we're going to interfere and sue the state of Texas. Well, why don't you tell America you hate America without telling America you hate America?
The reason I think they do that is because they're beholden to the far left wing of the Democrat Party. And the far left wing of the Democrat Party believes in open borders and unfettered illegal immigration. So he doesn't want to be seen as cracking down on illegal immigration. Remember, he ran on a policy of come one, come all, rolling out the welcome mat for them. I mean, that's what he was known for. And he said he'd be honored if they came here. So
right. And he did. He ran on that. And, you know, this is about stealing elections, but it's not. It's a workaround. It's not in the way. It's not front-wise, like actually voting. It is about the Electoral College, and it is about representation in Congress. It is about, you know, the census. How many, because we count non-citizens. We count placeholders. If you are here and you get in front of someone taking a census, you're included. I had them come to my house four times, and I participated four times.
Yeah.
You want to ask me a question four times? I will answer you four times. Go ahead, write it down there.
So this is about turning Texas blue. This is all about giving them more political power. It's all about getting more congressional representation. You're right, by counting the illegals. And it's either the illegals getting votes or the illegals getting counted. Either way, it helps the Democrats. They can get a percentage of them to vote illegally, and they can get them all counted. So they get them all counted, and they get more representation for blue states. They love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, the other thing they're doing at the same time is they think it's enough that they let these people in, and these people will now be emboldened and feel like we're indebted to Joe Biden for letting us in. But guess what? He's absolutely pissing them off right now because they have nowhere to go and they can't work. So you tell me, you're going to let all of these constituents that you adore, the preferred class of America, hang out on the street. And you think they're going to vote for you? No.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, they think that these people are supporting them. A lot of the people that have been interviewed said they love Biden. you know, when they're crossing the border, who are you for, Trump or Biden? They say Biden. You know, a lot of them are wearing Biden T-shirts. So, I mean,
you know, we'll given see. That,
yeah.
Because everyone, the best story here that no one's covering is who are the NGOs down there? Do you know who they are? The UN. The UN is south the border helping usher all these people in, tell them what to say
right.
and what to do. The UN. The UN is evil. I don't want no part
right.
of the UN.
Well,
I would love to
kick out the UN. I would love to defund the UN. I would love to allow the UN to go maybe to Europe. Let Europe host them.
They're pushing everyone to become nationalists. That's what the UN is doing.
Yeah.
That's why
all
nationalism
right.
is so popular right now.
Let's take a brief time out. We'll come back to your phone calls right here on He Said, She Said, 504-556-9696. Please come join us. We'll be right back.
For keeping the promise of filling our empty stores, let's stay with Clay.
For the investment in beautification, let's stay with Clay.
For his communication with us as a community, especially during emergencies, let's stay with Clay.
Because he listens to residents and values citizen input. Let's stay with Clay.
I'm Mandeville Mayor Clay Madd, and on Election Day, March 23rd, let's stay together and keep Mandeville moving forward.
Paid for by the Clay Madden campaign.
We must not be silent in the face of the ongoing apostasy in the world. We must keep the truth alive and let those in authority know that the faithful are looking to them to do what is right. To listen to Our Lady of Fatima and to do what she asks. Please add your name to the millions who are crying out to our leaders to do the only thing that will bring us peace and save countless souls. Obey Our Lady now. Visit Fatima.org.
If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Are you tired of cookie-cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship, and it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
All right, welcome back. It is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Carrier.
And I'm Amy Carrier.
And let's take some phone calls. We need 504-556-9696. Let's go to our friend from Gretna from the West Bank, the West Bank. Mark is checking in with us here this evening. Hey, Mark, how are you? Good evening.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mimi. Hey, Jeff. Yeah, look, I'm really glad y'all are talking about Isaacson. I think in talking about the United Nations and some of the bigger agenda issues, because it's easy to get sucked into the right-left paradigm, but we're dealing with agendas and you know, whether it be bugs in our food or the open borders policy, as you guys stated, or say, you know, you're talking about the United Nations, Mimi. You know, the Aspen Institute is the NGO. It's like a subsidiary of all that, like you said, on a local level. And they get these, you know, and that's the beauty of it. You know, like, for example, Mimi, you know, this is a big city, a small big city, right? And when you have somebody like right. Latoya Cantrell is an Aspen Institute member, Mitch Landry was an Aspen Institute member, they're all going to the Aspen Ideas meetings and conferences. You know, the people say, well, why is a mayor from California? You know, when you put a puppet in to do something to a city like they do with this Latoya Cantrell woman, you want somebody to be from out of state. That way, if they're from Algiers or Metairie or Orleans or whatever the case may be, or their family's from there, you know, the threats show up. You know, like people start threatening their family and their mama and their uncle and aunt. Because she's from California, she'll never hear right. about it. That's why you have to pick a puppet, Jeff, from far away. But I'm glad you guys are hitting on this stuff, you know, and, you know, this is my whole take on...
Mark.
Go ahead.
I want to know the Iverson thing, because I'm so here for it, and yeah. They're, like, totally turning on each other.
Yeah, and let me say this, and just run down, and just to run down, like Mimi said to the listeners, Walt Isaacson was the former head of CNN. He's a Bilderberg member, CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, Aspen Institute president post-Katrina, in charge of the master plan post-Katrina. I think you guys have seen this play out to where they've right. really weaponized the crime to grab up the land. I do think that happens a lot. It's psychological warfare. And I'll say this, I'm not a big, you know, I don't watch much TV. I know Fox News will bring up the Cloward Piven strategy a lot, order by chaos and all that kind of stuff. I do think that's at play in a lot of these situations, both locally and nationally. You know, if we're flooding the whole country, they said, the United Nations said, 100 million more people, Jeff and Mimi, are going to come into the country between 2018 and 2038. So Haiti, Palestine,
right.
that's really why I kind of have a hands-off approach to all these wars. Because the more we get embedded, they have these plans for these wars, and the more we get involved in them with our
Mark,
tax dollars,
think,
the more refugees
think,
are going to be created.
I think the majority of Americans agree with you, and I think the majority of Americans would like us just to be focusing on our country. And that's why I think Trump is popular, because he talks about America first. And, yeah, we're involved in too many wars. Biden is a neocon. He's a globalist. He's just like Bush and Obama. They got us in wars for 20 years.
Yeah. It's like the more the UN pushes their agenda through, the more the UN does what they're doing, they're pushing us back to nationalism. In Great Britain right now, they're going to go red, like seriously red, because of all of these people they've let in. You cannot
yeah.
have Muslims praying in the streets. You cannot have that. Okay,
and Mimi, I'll say this: they've convinced our kids and grandkids not to have kids, to have cats instead of kids. It's a spiritual thing, right?
Right?
They our future.
Right.
If I know Jeff said that his kids have moved to Texas. A lot of people have been relocated. That was by design, too. In the end, New Orleans is always going to be a powerful city because it's the second biggest port in the Western Hemisphere. That's not going to change
right.
whether people are getting carjacked or not. It's spiritual warfare. We have to rebuke all this stuff, because from a depopulation standpoint, everybody's saying, well, the world's overpopulated. You could drive between New Orleans and Mississippi and not see civilization on certain stretches of the road for many, many, many miles. The cities
yeah,
feel
right.
overpopulated.
Right.
That because we live in a
well,
city, we feel overpopulated.
The problem of our okay. state is we don't have enough population. We're losing population. That's what our problem
and then,
is.
And
we
and
have
and,
out,
and,
out migration.
And,
that's our issue.
And that ties into inflation. That's the most bipartisan issue. I don't care if you're
right.
old, white, blue,
right.
black, white, Gentile, or Jew. It doesn't matter. Inflation is the most bipartisan issue. Homeowners insurance is up here, but it's up everywhere. Okay,
yeah.
They want us to. I'll finish with this. Everything you see downtown, Jeff and Mimi in New Orleans, is happening in every big city or medium-sized city in the United States. The stack and pack housing, the 300-square-foot housing, that's the future for our children. That block living on the surveillance grid where all the cameras are going to be there. And, yes, they have weaponized the crime. It's a matter of time before you're going to see drones flying in the And they want to.
Well, I hear they're already up there, Mark. I hear they're already up there. But anyway, we got to roll. Thank you, buddy. Great to hear from you, Mark in Gretna. Let's go to another Mark in the great state of Indiana who's with us. How are you, my friend? Good evening.
Hello, Jeff. Hello, Mimi.
Hey.
Hello.
I love the way, Mimi, you kind of ain't afraid to go down the rabbit hole. And that's what you can ask Jeff. I live there too. But you gotta know how. I think I'm older than you, and I think I've been down the rabbit hole a little longer. And you gotta know how to decipher the poopy from the facts. There's a lot of poopy down that rabbit hole, and QAnon. The reality of QAnon was the worldwide pedophile ring part and the part about the adrenochrome and the blood sacrifice and Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeff Epstein's part in that. That was the real part.
I'm
the rest was
living in that rabbit hole. I'm living in exact rabbit hole right now.
Yeah, the rest was the CIA propaganda to distract and discredit it, okay? And COVID,
MK Ultra. Yeah.
COVID is my theory on it, is that the anti-parasitics worked because COVID, the spike protein, was parasite. I don't think nobody ever caught COVID. I think it was administered through these PCR tests. And I think that anybody that went in with a cold or the flu took the test and say 7 out of 10 of them had live COVID on it, right? The spike protein. And therefore you got sick and died. And later on, they just lowered the, you know, cut it down to 2 out of 10. You know what I mean? It was all to kill people and to win the election. And that COVID is parasite. Your normal T cells, your skin cells would fight it.
We got to roll, my friend. Thank you. We got your point, and your point got broadcast throughout the airways. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, who joined us today. It always goes too quick. Thanks to Kobe in the studio, and we'll see you next week for another edition of He Said, She Said, and I'll see you in the morning for Ringside Politics on WGSO.
And Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has 6 offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185. Hey, it's Jeff Cruer. Is it time to renew your license? The DMV is slow, but Quick Notary is fast. Quick Notary can renew your license fast. So don't waste your time. Save yourself the hassle. Come to Quick Notary for all your DMV services today. They're in Metairie at 1035 Veterans Boulevard, corner West William David. Their other services include vehicle registration renewal, vehicle title transfer, notarizing affidavits or bill of sales, power of attorney, donations, and even wills. You can even get your new license plate issued right on the spot. And don't wait for the rush. At Quick Notary, you can get your nationally mandated real ID. They're open until 5:30 p.m. during the week and 4 p.m. on Saturday. For more information, dial 504-598-5666. That's 504-598-5666. Or visit them on
Facebook. That's Quick Notary. That's Q-U-I-K Notary. For all your notary services, there's no one quicker or better than Quick Notary. I guarantee it.